Hello everyone, today we're going to explore a fascinating topic that's the backbone of our digital society, networking and telecommunication. This is a fundamental chapter that explains how computers and devices talk to each other, and I'm excited to dive into it with you. You might be wondering, what exactly is data communication? Well, it's the process of transmitting data electronically from one device to another through a communication medium. And telecommunication is the broader term for any communication over a significant distance by electronic means, like telephone, radio, or internet. Now, here's the interesting part, transmission modes. This describes the direction of data flow between two devices. Have you ever noticed how sometimes you can only receive information, but not send it back? That's called simplex, like a one-way street or a TV broadcast. Then there's half-duplex, where communication is two-way, but not at the same time, like a walkie-talkie conversation. And finally, there's full-duplex, where communication is two-way and simultaneous, like a telephone conversation. Let's think about this for a moment. Does this make sense so far? Okay, so now that we've covered the basics of transmission modes, let's move on to computer networks. A computer network is a group of two or more interconnected computers and other devices that can communicate and share resources. This is really important, as it allows us to share files, printers, and internet connections, making our lives much easier. Now, you might be wondering, what are the advantages of computer networks? Well, there are several. For one, resource sharing is a big plus, as devices like printers and scanners can be shared among many users, saving money. Additionally, cost reduction is another benefit, as sharing hardware and software reduces overall expenses for an office or organization. And let's not forget about easy communication, where users can easily send files and messages to each other. But, it's also important to consider the disadvantages of computer networks. For example, security risks are a major concern, as networks are vulnerable to hacking, viruses, and data theft if not properly secured. High setup costs and management complexity are also potential downsides. And, of course, there are privacy concerns, as shared data can sometimes lead to a lack of privacy. Does this make sense so far? Okay, so now that we've covered the pros and cons of computer networks, let's talk about network components. This is the physical path through which data travels, and it's divided into two main categories, guided media, also known as wired, and unguided media, also known as wireless. Guided media uses physical cables, like twisted pair cable, coaxial cable, and fiber optic cable. Fiber optic cable, by the way, is the fastest and most secure guided medium, as it transmits data as pulses of light. Unguided media, on the other hand, transmits data through the air using electromagnetic waves, like radio waves, microwaves, and infrared waves. Now, let's think about network devices, the traffic controllers of the network world. We have NICs, or network interface cards, which allow a computer to connect to a network. Then there are hubs, which connect multiple devices together. And, of course, we have switches, routers, and modems, each with their own unique function. This is really important, as understanding how these devices work is crucial to building and maintaining a network. So, pay close attention to this, as it will help you become a networking pro. Let's take a break for a moment, and then we'll continue with the rest of the chapter. We'll cover network types, models, and topologies, as well as communication protocols. But for now, let's summarize what we've covered so far. We've talked about transmission modes, computer networks, and network components. And, we've touched on the advantages and disadvantages of computer networks. Here's a